Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. My name is Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we are going to continue talking about Cirque du Soleil, a famous circus troupe that's coming to Taiwan very soon. And we talked about them last time, didn't we, Stephanie? They're from Canada, right?
They sure are. They're from a small town near Quebec City, and they actually got their start quite a while ago. Now, when they first started performing, they were just a bunch of street performers. And then one day, one of these young performers, who later became the founder, his name's Guy Laliberté, he actually got involved with submitting an idea for a big festival for an anniversary they were having of Canada's discovery, and they were chosen. So they got to put on a show, and that's where they got their official start as Cirque du Soleil, the circus troupe at least.
Mm-hmm. And it's grown in number. There are over 1,000 performers in this troupe, and I believe they're from many different countries now, not just Canada. And, of course, lots of people want to see this, and they pay top dollar. Okay, everybody, let's begin our lesson now. Let's read through today's text, and then we will be right back to discuss it.
Alegria was a departure from Cirque du Soleil's usual shows. The troupe's leaders wanted to go in a new direction to commemorate its 10th anniversary. While the organization's previous productions had generally been bright and colorful, Alegria was darker in design and tone. The show explores more serious themes of the abuse of power and the struggle for freedom. One particular act revolves around a group of children trapped in slavery and their efforts to escape. The word alegría means jubilation in Spanish, which refers to a joyful state of mind. By adopting this name, the show affirms that obstacles can be overcome, no matter how difficult. This theme is played out by the characters, which range from rich aristocrats to beggars. Cirque du Soleil is not only notable for its eye-catching visual effects, but also its distinctive music. The musical score of Alegría mixes jazz, pop, and tango, and features instruments such as the accordion, saxophone, and guitar to evoke the sounds of traveling street performers. The music was well-received, with the soundtrack for Alegría selling over 500,000 copies worldwide. Furthermore, the title song, Alegría, was nominated for a Grammy Award. Although circus acts are usually thought of as simply entertainment, Cirque du Soleil has shown that it is possible to explore deeper issues while still thrilling audiences.
Now, Cirque du Soleil is quite special and quite unique because their shows have kind of a theme. Circuses in the past just gave you a bunch of shows. Here are the jugglers, the clowns, the lion tamer, the trapeze artists, etc. They would do one after the other. But Cirque du Soleil has kind of a theme in their shows, and the recent one is called Alegría, and that was a departure from Cirque du Soleil's usual shows. A departure here means something has left or it has gone someplace else, or in this case it means something different has been done. They're doing something different from the way they've been doing things in the past. So it was a departure for them, a sort of big change for their shows.
Yeah, this is because the troupe's leaders wanted to go in a new direction. They wanted to try something else. And this is because they wanted to commemorate their 10th anniversary. That's a big deal. So they wanted to try something new. To say you want to commemorate something just means you want to do something special to remember somebody important or maybe a very important event. Now, remember, in yesterday's lesson, we talked about what an anniversary is? Well, sometimes when you have an anniversary, you do things to commemorate that day. You plan some great events, or maybe it's kind of a sad day you want to remember, so you plan maybe a special program where people sing and speak and remember what happened that day. Well, they just wanted to try something new because it was their 10th anniversary. So they wanted to just step outside the box, do something different, and that's why we said it was a departure for them. They tried something new.
A radical change. And their previous productions were generally bright and colorful. So, of course, they were very cheery with lots of colors and lots of action. But Alegria was darker in design and tone. Darker here could refer to colors being darker, more gray and black. But dark can also mean a little more serious, not so fun or not so happy, but getting a little bit on the serious side. So it was darker in design and tone. I'm sure it's still a very happy thing to see and stuff, but they got serious in certain parts of it because I guess they wanted to convey a message about the world.
Well, I think it does start out dark in tone, but I think it ends up being hopeful at the end. So there's a little of both in there. There are other shows, and the one I saw, of course, was really bright and colorful. Lots of colors. Again, the costumes are stunning. They're fantastic. This show really does spend some time exploring some serious themes. To explore means usually we talk about when someone goes out and checks out a new piece of land that no one's ever been to, but here we're using it in a different way. We're discussing something carefully, we're thinking about something carefully, and they wanted to show these serious themes to the audience so the audience would have a better understanding of what some of these things meant. A theme, of course, is just the subject of this thing that they're doing, the subject of the production. You can have a theme in a movie. What's the general idea they're trying to communicate? Or maybe a book has a theme or a play?
Well, here they're talking about some themes like the abuse of power. Abuse here, that's the noun form of the verb to abuse. You can use it for your own benefit, and then someone will suffer as a result. If we talk about the abuse of power, we may talk about leaders of a country when they get into office. Then they'll start cheating. They'll figure out ways to get money, take bribes and things like that, and maybe launder money to offshore accounts and things like that. That would be an example of an abuse of power. Another theme would be the struggle for freedom. There are people still in the world who don't have freedom. They can't vote. They can't do what they want. They're basically prisoners in their own countries.
I wanted to point out, you need to be really careful when you pronounce abuse and abuse. Depends on whether it's a noun or a verb. If it's a noun, it's an S sound, abuse. But if it's a verb, it's a Z sound, abuse. So be real careful when you're learning the pronunciation. Sorry about that, it's a little tricky. Well, one particular act that they do revolves around a group of children. When something revolves around something else, it just means you're using that as the main subject or purpose. For example, I like to say that my mom's life revolves around her kids. Everything she does is really focused on them. Well, this act really focuses on this group of children. They're trapped in slavery, and slavery is that system where other people own other people. They don't let them have their freedom. They make them work very hard. They don't pay them, and they treat them poorly, usually.
That still goes on in the world today, and I guess this is trying to remind us of that. Well, the word alegría means jubilation in Spanish, and jubilation itself refers to a joyful state of mind, being very, very happy. Jubilation, a celebration, a state of happiness, alegría. And by adopting this name, by using this name, the show affirms that obstacles can be overcome no matter how difficult they may be. So they have adopted this name. To adopt something means you bring something into your home and you take it as your own to adopt. So they're taking this name and they're using it for the theme of their show. It's different from the word adapt, A-D-A-P-T, adapt. That means to kind of change something, but to adopt means you use something for a totally new purpose.
Now, it says this show affirms that obstacles can be overcome. This word affirm can mean a couple of different things that are really similar. For example, you could state publicly that something's true. You confirm something. You affirm that it's true. I know a couple of months ago, Madonna, there were rumors out there that Madonna was getting a divorce from her husband, Guy Ritchie. Well, she came out and publicly affirmed that the rumors were true. She confirmed them. But you can also use affirm to talk about strengthening a belief or a feeling or an idea. For example, Albert Einstein said science affirmed his belief that God exists. He really did believe in religion, in God. A lot of scientists don't. So you can use affirm in both of these types of situations. Well, this show affirms that obstacles or things that get in your way of achieving something and moving forward, they can be overcome. You can control them. You can control that problem that prevents you from succeeding. You can move past it.
And this theme of jubilation is played out by the characters. To play out means to act something out. You have an idea and therefore you develop it in a certain way. So the characters act out this theme. They bring it to life. And these characters, well, they range from rich aristocrats to beggars. So we're talking about a range here. Range from something to something else. You want to talk about both extremes if you use this pattern. For example, I could say Taiwan's beauty ranges from the wonderful plains of Ilan to the glorious mountains of Nanto. So we're talking about a range of things, and the range of characters involves aristocrats, which are really rich people who've got good blood and good connections. And we also have beggars. That's the other extreme, people living on the streets with no money, begging people for food.
We don't really use this word aristocrat so much anymore. It was popular back in the 17 and 1800s. These were people who were of the higher social class. They were born to wealthy families. And they also had lots of land. And back then, it was a big deal to own land. Poor beggars, they're just people who don't have enough to eat, they don't have enough money, and they ask others for money and food. So they've got a lot of different characters that they're focusing on in the production called Alegría.
Well, we'll continue talking about Cirque du Soleil and Alegría in just a couple of seconds, but right now, here is our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们就要来看到在台湾演出的这一出戏码 Alegría 到底谈论的是什么东西。第一段的第一句就告诉我们 Alegría was a departure from Cirque du Soleil's usual shows. 在这里的 departure 呢当作是名词，解释成为新开始。他们跟太阳马戏团之前其他的表演其实是相当的不同的。这里面谈到的呢，他们是要 go in a new direction to commemorate its 10th anniversary， 为了他们马戏团成立十年所做的一个纪念庆祝的演出。事实上，这出戏码 Alegría was darker in design and tone， 在它的设计以及呢它所表演的方式比较黑暗。The show explores more serious themes of the abuse of power and the struggle for freedom. 里面的主题呢，其实谈论的是 abuse of power， 指的呢是一种滥用权力。Abuse 当作是名词，就是有滥用或者是有凌辱的意思。当然咯，你也有可能会滥用特权，就叫做 abuse of privilege。或者是滥用自己的职权，就叫做 abuse of position， 而其他的人则是为了要追求自由而挣扎奋斗着。One particular act revolves around a group of children trapped in slavery and their efforts to escape. 所以其中还有一幕呢，就绕着这一群小孩子，因为他们陷于奴隶制度的束缚当中，而他们非常努力尝试想要逃脱。其实呢 ,alegria 这个字原本在西班牙文代表的是 jubilation, 指的就是欢庆或庆祝活动 ,which refers to a joyful state of mind, 指的其实是一种愉悦的心情状况。But adopting this name, the show affirms that obstacles can be overcome no matter how difficult. 其实借由采取这样子的一个名字是想要表达的是呢，所有的困难都是可以克服的。而 affirm 这个字呢，本来就是有公开的去断言或者是肯定怎么样的事实。
And now we will take a short break.
Welcome back to English Digest, everyone. I'm Stephanie. Well, we're on day two of entertainment unit. We're talking about Cirque du Soleil, Dancing on Sunshine. And today we're spending some time really exploring their new production called Alegría, which is Jubilation in Spanish. It really is a lot different from their previous shows. It's a departure for them. But this is because their troupe leaders really wanted to try something new. It's their 10th anniversary, and they wanted to commemorate it in a very special way. Now, usually their productions have been very bright and cheerful and colorful, happy in tone, but this one's darker. And this show really does explore some very serious themes. For example, the abuse of power. They talk about rulers who misuse their power and treat their subjects or the people that they rule over in a bad way. But you know what? This show also ends up on a very hopeful note. They talk about hope for the future and never giving up, always trying to overcome the obstacles that may be before you. And how they do this is they use a lot of different characters to play out this theme. They have aristocrats, very high social class of people, and they also use beggars. So there are a lot of different kinds of costumes once again.
Mm-hmm. And you can be guaranteed of a happy ending at the end. Well, let's talk some more about Cirque du Soleil itself. This circus is not only notable for its eye-catching visual effects, but it's also notable for its distinctive music. So we have two special qualities of Cirque du Soleil here. They are notable for these things. To be notable for something just means you're famous for it. You are known for that thing. When people hear the word Cirque du Soleil, this is what they think of. Oh, wow, they've got those eye-catching visual effects, and they've got their distinctive music.
Yeah, if it's distinctive, it's different from other kinds. You would never confuse their music with music from another show. It really is different. And they have some really cool voices who do the singing as well, I must say. Now, the musical score for Alegría mixes different types of music together. They've got jazz and pop and tango. You probably have heard of jazz and pop before. Tango's a type of music from South America. Maybe you've seen the dance we call the tango. It can be kind of romantic between a man and a woman. Well, they have all of these different kinds of music mixed together, and they feature instruments that aren't always mixed or put together, like the accordion. Now, the accordion, my high school friend used to play this. It's a musical instrument. It looks like a big box, and you pull the sides out with your hands, and then you push them back in. And on one side, you're playing buttons to produce the musical notes. It's kind of fun, but I thought it looked like a lot of work.
Yeah, I think the other side is a keyboard, too, and they play or they use this instrument for polkas and things like that. It's very appropriate for playing it when you're walking about on the street. So that's why they have these instruments, an accordion, saxophone, guitar. They evoke the sounds, or they remind us of the sounds of traveling street performers. Street performers, of course, would probably use instruments like this. It would be very difficult for them to be playing the piano when they're entertaining on the street or trying to play the cello.
Well, you wouldn't move around with a cello. You would just set up your cello and stay there all day.
But these are street performers, and they're walking all over the place, so they have to use instruments like this. And the music, again, is distinctive, very unique, and it was well-received, which means people liked it a lot. And the soundtrack for Alegria sold over 500,000 copies all over the world. A soundtrack, of course, is music that goes along with a movie or with a show. Well, they released an album, a CD, I guess, with the songs from Alegria. People bought it, and it sold quite a lot all over the world.
Wow, that's a lot of copies, too. 500,000. It just goes to show that their shows are quite popular. The only way you'd hear this music originally would be to go to the show. And then people probably ran out to their stores to try to find a copy of the soundtrack. Now, they took one of the songs from the soundtrack. It's the title song, meaning this song is named for the show, has the same name as the show does, and it's Alegria. And it was nominated for a Grammy Award. Now, the Grammys are a big award ceremony we have in the States where the best performers, usually pop performers, are awarded trophies for coming up with the best song of the year and the best, you know, band of the year. It's kind of fun to watch. In order to get one of those awards, you have to be nominated first. That just means you're officially suggested as someone who deserves to win a particular award. We nominate for a lot of different award ceremonies. I know we nominate people for Oscars, for the Nobel Prize. A lot of people get nominated before they finally choose the winner.
So it was nominated for a Grammy Award. But I guess it didn't win it. But nevertheless, it's still good music. Check it out if you're interested. And let's wrap this all up now. Let's talk about circus acts themselves. Although circus acts are usually thought of as simply entertainment, Cirque du Soleil has shown us that it is possible to explore deeper issues while still thrilling audiences. So this is our conclusion here, and we're using the although pattern. Although something is true, still something else is true as well, or still remains the truth. Now, most of us think of circus acts as simply entertainment. We just go there to laugh at the jugglers and the clowns and stuff like that. But here, Cirque du Soleil has shown us that it's possible for a circus to be more than just that. They can entertain us, yes, but it's also possible for them to explore deeper issues. And as we talked about here, Stephanie, it explored the issues of the abuse of power and slavery around the world and stuff like that. But still, the audiences are thrilled when they watch these things. Well, now, everybody, let's wrap things up by listening to our Chinese teacher again.
其实太阳马戏团之所以会这么样的成功，我们就来看看它有哪些的特色。在第三段里面所提到的 Cirque du Soleil is not only notable for its eye-catching visual effects, but also its distinctive music. 在这里的 notable 指的是显著的、值得注意的，而 distinctive 是有特色的或者是特殊的。它的音乐呢，相当的特别，像是 The musical score of Alegria mixes jazz, pop, and tango,and features instruments such as the accordion, saxophone, and guitar to evoke the sounds of traveling street performers. 所以它的音乐呢，当然有非常多的面向。在这句当中的第一个动词是 mixes, 混合了许多的乐风。Features 是这句的第二个动词，有这么多种的乐器为它的特色。所以咯 the music was well received.With the soundtrack for Alegria selling over 500,000 copies worldwide. 在这里的 well received 表示呢受到各界的好评。其实 receive 本来当作动词，就是有对什么做出反应的意思。举个例子来说， Helen 的提议呢，并没有得到热情的回应。Helen's proposal was received without much enthusiasm. 但是 Allegria 的原声带却在全球卖了超过50万张。到了最后一段， Although circus acts are usually thought of as simply entertainment, Cirque du Soleil has shown that it is possible to explore deeper issues while still thrilling audiences. 在这里提到马戏团的表演 Circus X 一般呢常常被视为只是一种娱乐，在这里的 be thought of as， 请不要忘记了后面有两个介系词，通常我们说 think of A as B 是把 A 当作是 B， 那么在这里的受词移到前面去当主词，所以这样子的马戏团表演一般认为只是娱乐，但是太阳马戏团却告诉了大家 It is possible to explore deeper issues， 借由像是 Allegria 这样子的巨马，表达出一般人对于自由的渴望，以及呢一些比较严肃的议题。 While still thrilling audiences， 在这里的 while 呢，它后面省略掉主词，而在此同时呢，它一样可以让观众感到刺激并且相当的兴奋来看这样的表演。而原本的句子是 while it still thrills audiences， 在这里主词相同，我们就可以把主词省略掉，后面改成分词。
We've had the pleasure, everybody, of talking about Cirque du Soleil in our last couple of programs, and I'm certainly encouraged by this and very excited by it and would like to go see them myself.
Now, I have seen them before, but I haven't seen this particular production called Allegria, and it sounds like it's not just entertaining, but you learn while you're watching. It's educational, and you walk away feeling like you really were able to relate to some people, perhaps, on stage. It's one of those shows I really like to see, one that makes me feel things.
Mm-hmm. Makes you think about things, but also be entertained. At the same time, you'll have a chance to see it, folks, in Taipei very soon, so take advantage of that. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody, for English Digest, and be sure to join us again next time. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.